the idea of haunted toys, right, Ursula, where people have the haunted toy experience?
Absolutely. I have a whole chapter on haunted toys in the new book, and it's interesting. You know, the most, the one that really captures everyone's imagination, I've gotten so many calls and emails and everything about it, is Annabelle the doll that was investigated by Ed and Lorraine Warren many years ago. And this was just a, you know, giant Raggedy Ann doll that was not even owned by a child. It was owned by a nurse. It was given to her by a by her mother as a kind of just a, you know, whimsical birthday present. And they started, she and her roommate started to talk to the doll as if it were alive. And then the doll seemed to come to life. It would move around the apartment. And at one point started actually attacking the two girls and the one girl's boyfriend, and where he actually had like scratch marks on his body. And Ed and Lorraine Warren came to investigate, and they felt that by kind of treating this doll as an actual person, they had invited some sort of entity to inhabit it. And that doll is in the Warren Museum on the East Coast now. And visitors to the museum still say that the doll has, you know, the abilities to negatively affect people that come into its presence.